Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation with another story titled, Right or Wrong. When Monkey held his seclusions, weeks of meditation, pupils from many parts of Japan came to attend. During one of these gatherings, a pupil was caught stealing. The matter was reported to Monkey with requests that the culprit be expelled. Monkey ignored the case. Later, the pupil was caught in a similar act, and again, Monkey disregarded the matter. This angered other pupils, who drew up a petition asking for the dismissal of the thief, stating that otherwise they would leave en masse. When Monkey read the petition, he called everyone before him. "You are wise," he told them. "You know what is right and what is not right. You may go somewhere else to study if you wish, but this poor brother does not even know right from wrong. Who will teach him if I don't? I am going to keep him even if all the rest of you leave." A torrent of tears cleansed the face of the brother who had stolen. All desires to steal had vanished. This story is pretty straightforward, but how quickly would most of us turn our backs on those who commit a crime like stealing? But when we look deeper, we might just see another human being. Let's spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider these questions. Do I write people off as easily as the pupils did in this story? When someone hurts me or causes me harm, do I look to retaliate and punish them? Or do I look for ways to restore them? Do I know of someone specifically that may simply need to be shown the path? Have I ever done the same thing that I've written others off for doing? In the case of the story, how was justice served? What do I think God is trying to show me in this meditation?